This is Trends and Issues in Instructional Design, Educational Technology, and Learning Science, hosted by Abby Brown and Tim Green.
Hi, this is Tim, and I'm here with Abby.
Hi, this is Abby, and I'm here with Tim.
Welcome to episode 92 of our podcast, where we review the trends and issues in instructional design, educational technology, and learning sciences that we observed as we flipped resources into our Flipboard magazine over the past 2 weeks. In this episode, we have three trends that we're going to pass along with a recommended reading from our Flipboard magazine for each of these trends. So, Abby, you want to start us out by talking about our three trends?
Thank you, Tim. Yes, we have three trends that we've identified, two of which had the largest number of articles flipped and posted by us into our Flipboard magazine. The third one is still a trend, but it was far fewer articles than the other two. But we did have we did want to include it for a recommended reading. So number one, online teaching and learning. We saw a great many articles in the past 2 weeks about MOOCs, about student needs and expectations as online learners, design and management suggestions for organizations, institutions that are providing online instruction. An interesting article most recently about time resources, the idea of people who take extra large commuting times and how they might be using some of that time for online learning. So we saw a wide variety of articles on the subject. The one that we recommend that you read is Online Learners Say These Social Perks Are Program Musts. This was by Laura Ascioni for eCampus News. It's a very good article about what students are hoping to get from their online activity, which is more and more about developing community with like-minded similar learners and creating professional networks for themselves. So that's our first trend. Our second trend, and this had a great many articles as well, it's kind of a large topic. It's hardware and software updates and releases. But these are hardware and software updates and releases as they are applied to educational technology. So we saw, interestingly, we saw the return of Google Glass as a tool in the workforce, where they're not quite calling it augmented reality, they're not quite calling it virtual reality, but they're calling it sort of a help to reality, a mixed reality situation. So Google Glass has made a return. The International Space Station is now available on Google Street View. That's fun. And Samsung product updates, which were interesting. And we have one recommended read, which really kind of set the tone for cool stuff that's up and coming. Telepresence Technology Taking Hold in Classrooms by Ryan Johnston for EdScoop. And this is all about a product called the Beam Telepresent Robot. And the idea is that anybody who has access through some form of institutional registration can, quote unquote, check out a Beam Telepresent Robot. So say that I would like to attend a conference at Yale University, but I'm in Florida. So I could check out a Beam Telepresent Robot that's actually on the Yale campus and use my computer to control it and to see what's going on through its camera and my computing device, and that I can move it around and be sort of actually present within the setting for other people because they can see my face as part of that rolling robot. I think we agree, Tim. This is some pretty interesting stuff in terms of sort of turning things on its head, flipping the situation of online presence.
That's pretty cool. There's probably there's going to be a lot of interesting things coming out about that and how it's used. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so we highly recommend that read. Finally, it certainly had a number of articles, but it didn't have nearly as many as it's had in past months or the past couple of years. Augmented reality and virtual reality. And we do have a recommended reading, which we thought was interesting. Most of the articles that came out or news sources were about discipline-specific uses of AR and VR, particularly in the medical field. But the recommended reading is more general. Will Virtual Reality Drive Deeper Learning? By Holly Corby for Edutopia. And once again, our apologies for any mispronounced names. But this is a pretty interesting article, and it's almost a discussion, point-counterpoint, about the positives and potential pitfalls of relying on virtual reality or VR in instructional settings. So it's a very good read, a very thought-provoking read. And those are our trends for the past 2 weeks, Tim.
Okay, thanks, Abby. So now on to the crystal ball, where we make some predictions about what we believe we'll see in the upcoming 2 weeks as far as trends go. And we discussed this prior to going on air. What do we see in the crystal ball?
Tim, you and I took a deep look into our crystal ball, and we saw back-to-school articles. I mean, we both chuckle as we say this, but
yeah.
The back-to-school articles, it's that time of year. That's what it is. We can pretty much guess that we'll get back-to-school articles because we're coming up on the new academic year in the Western Hemisphere. So everybody is gearing up for beginning the new year in mid-August to late August. So we'll see a lot of those kind of articles. We're also, if we run true to form, we're going to see a lot of online teaching and learning articles. We've seen a great many of these in the past year or so, and we expect to continue to see more and more of these. The other trend that we see emerging, we've mentioned this before, it's shown up as a trend in the past, is artificial intelligence and machine learning. There's a great deal of interest and a great deal of trepidation about the applications and uses of AI, artificial intelligence, for communication and productivity. So we'll be keeping an eye on that, and we suspect we'll see more. The other one that we naturally assume, based on the trajectory of the past couple of years, is augmented reality and virtual reality, although we have been seeing fewer of those articles. And we hope to see more articles about instructional design itself, and open educational resources, which once again continues to have a few articles generated and distributed every couple of weeks. But we would expect to see greater interest in this again as we approach the new school year. Those are our crystal ball predictions, Tim.
Well, that brings us to the conclusion of episode 92 of our podcast. We'd like to thank our followers and viewers of our Flipboard magazine and our podcast subscribers. To listen to past episodes of our podcast and to find the links to the recommended readings we made in this podcast, you can visit our website at trendsandissues.com. Our next episode will air on August 9th.
This podcast is produced by Professor Abby Brown at East Carolina University and Professor Tim Green at California State University, Fullerton. Copyright Abby Brown and Tim Green.